Hi, this is a continuation of dictation for Georges Beniamin, GEORGESBENIAMEEN, date of service 10/5/2022, dictation number 1023-031. The diagnoses are as follows. General V89.2 XFD, V79.891, CNS R51, R42, S06.301A, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, upper extremities none, lower extremities none. The spine, cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.01, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.80, S23.5, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M99.04. Plan of care is from the template for Mr. Georges Beniamin. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 2 times per week with laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture. The patient will be disabled at work, housework, and transportation. Please use the template. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobix 15 mg daily, Skellaction 800 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg daily for mood issues, L-Level 50 mg at night for sleep, pain relief, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for headaches, Imitrex 50 mg 1 or 2 every PRN for severe headaches, only 20 tablets, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Is also provided with Norco 5 mg 325 daily for 30 tablets for pain relief, for ADL improvement and sleep improvement. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, for anxiety or mood problem. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. The following records are available at the time of dictation. The lumbar spine MRI done by M1 imaging on 2/5/2022, immediately after the accident, shows the following. There is a bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5S1, compressing the thecal sac, no other findings. In the cervical spine, there is a disc herniation at C3, C4, compressing the thecal sac. The cervical spine x-ray, thoracic spine x-rays did not show anything major except for some spur. The physical therapy notes are there from the previous providers. And they have been reviewed. It appears that patient has done significant amount of physical therapy, interventional pain procedures. The patient may benefit from lumbar spine epidural injections, possibly bilateral sacroiliac joint injections, and even cervical cervical injections. He may have tried two injections before, but we can only try for a few times. Traction at home may help and at the therapy place. Surgical options will be considered once the injection treatments are done. Referral to neuropsych. Patient must have gone to neuropsych. I will have to review the medical records from the previous physicians to see what has been done and what is need to be done. Attended care case work is not warranted. Patient is already working light duty. Past medical records have been ordered to use. Investigations, no investigations are being ordered. DMEs. A cervical traction was ordered to be used. Neck brace is ordered. Cervical pillow is ordered. And cold pack is ordered. And if it doesn't help, then infrared device will be ordered at a later date. No new investigation is being ordered except MRI of the brain. The neuroquant study for ruling out TBI, as well as MRI of the thoracic spine is being ordered since it was not done before. So DMEs are provided. Education is yes. Disability is already discussed. Patient is found disabled for work and housework. Follow-up visit, yes. In 10-30 days, direct contact, please. Thank you.